desert blue shoots up through the stony ground.
Good morning, 7:38, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Grover Robinson is the mayor of the city of Pensacola. Joins us every Wednesday at this time. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Glad to be here. Boy, it is a beautiful day. I mean, the sky looks gorgeous. The temperature is perfect, so I'm glad that fall has finally arrived.
It just feels different when you get that crisp morning, and at least it's a break from what we have had for, obviously, for all of these months. Hey, let's start with this. Yesterday, there was a meeting about the ferry. I think maybe you were not there. It was at the EOC in Escambia County. I know Sam Abel was there, and I think maybe Keith Wilkins was there, but I assume you got a little bit of a brief after the fact. Is that right? Or did you?
Yeah, I know that what we're looking to do at the city of Pensacola, we should have the normal ferry dockage open and a very short ability to get that back open and ready to receive a ferry if it's coming. We also are working at this particular time. We have David Forte and Clark Merritt over there working to see about the Maritime Park creating some kind of gangplank landway for individuals that want to charter boats, so they have a place to go as well. I know there are several people that are, I think some of the restaurants and stuff are doing that for their employees. So we're trying to meet the needs of both kind of scenarios, so we're trying to work through that on both and all for that city of Pensacola. We obviously look for the big call. I was on Monday with DOT and the secretary. I know Thursday is going to be the big call. I think at that point they're going to know better, and they hope to know, you know, how long this is going to take, and then how long it takes sort of translates into, okay, what are the interim provisions? What are they going to do? And so I've had a number of discussions with the secretary, including one of our ones, which I talked to you all about the other day, potentially looking at some time on the weekends, putting a market or doing something over there on Bayfront, just kind of, there's so little traffic there, doing something to link all the parks that we have there and close that area down, allow that to pedestrians and walkers and encourage that usage and see what we can do in maybe building some facilities out, you know, just kind of building some, activity that goes around there, some placemaking space that happens around that, just to encourage and help certainly those businesses that are off of on that part of downtown that depend on that traffic, just like those Gulf Breeze businesses. They're kind of sitting without any traffic at this particular time. So we're looking at a couple of things we can do to create opportunities for people to go, amenities.
So you're thinking you're thinking about doing on the Pensacola side kind of what they're thinking about doing on the Gulf Breeze side, which is trying to create a commercial pedestrian kind of area, a market of some sort to, you know, help these businesses, which is actually something I had wanted to ask you about. I know Sam Abel said that the condition of the businesses in Gulf Breeze is pretty dire. Is it similarly dire for, you know, Chase, Garden, folks that are dependent on that pass-through traffic down there?
You know, I don't know that it's dire because they're closer to a much larger backup of individuals.
Yep.
But their pass-by traffic is significantly down, way down. I don't know that it's dire, but it definitely is hurting. So I think, you know, our goal is to try to figure out ways to help supplement. But not only that, we think the closing of Bayfront could really create an amenity opportunity for our citizens. We talked about it, you know, for a long time looking at it because it's such a beautiful area that is perfectly set for people to walk up and down and enjoy the bay from that area. We have multiple parks, Veterans Park. We got Seville Square and Bartram Park all connected to that same corridor. We think it would be a great thing to do for the weekends and try to figure out how to make that happen. And because there's so little traffic, nobody's really using it.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting plan. We talked about it Monday in the press conference, and you and I actually talked about it on the phone afterwards. You were talking about this FDOT meeting. One of the things I've been curious about, and I've had several people ask me about, is does FDOT have plans to accelerate the construction of the roundabout flyover portion of the bridge landing since there isn't traffic currently there? Is there a way to take advantage of this bridge outage for construction?
And possibly they may do that, but I think at the end of the day right now they are trying to throw all available assets into getting the one bridge back open.
Okay.
There have been discussions with them. I know their biggest thing is how do we get that open? I think rather than focus on the northbound bridge, I think they would definitely focus, maybe pick up if they had some additional workers they could work, they would do that versus the northbound. But their biggest emphasis is getting that southbound bridge open and getting it back up and running.
One of the other things that kind of has come up, and I think maybe even the window has almost passed on this, but the rails that were so heavily damaged over on Bay Bluffs off of Scenic, a lot of people had asked me the question of, hey, could you not maybe persuade the railroad, not that anybody can, could this be the time where we could go to a, like, rails and trails or rails to trails or opening up that side with an alternate railroad? Was there even any consideration? I mean, I know the time frame is fast because they're already repairing it. But
absolutely. Absolutely, there was, and we were excited to reach out to them, but we did get a contact. We did reach out to the railroad company. We communicated with them. If they wanted to do that, we were interested in looking at doing something. Their communication back to us is they are working right now to repair, and that is their goal, is to get it back repaired.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, forcing a railroad to do anything is next to impossible.
Right.
I mean, the laws are written in their favor, and so once they do that, now, there are a couple things that people have continued to say. Well, you could still do a rail down there along the side of it. We could, but the funding for that and trying to figure out how to get that is going to be the same as the trails that we have. Look at the multi-use trail access that we were talking about up on the hill, on the bluff, adjacent to Scenic Highway. I would see that in the potential putting ourselves in the scoring for that multi-use path would be higher than doing something down along the bottom. And then if you're on the bottom, you still got to figure out how to get yourself back up.
Yep.
When you run out of bluff and your own private property. So, I think we're going to probably pursue the multi-use path up on the hill rather than try to do it along the shore.
Okay. Along Scenic, is that what you're thinking?
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Okay. All right.
That's been a priority of what we've been pushing. There's separate trail money at the legislature that you can compete for, and I think that trail is probably, while most of the money right now is being spent on some things in Central Florida, when that opens up to the rest of the state, which we think is like supposed to be this session, we think that, Northwest Florida competes well, especially that stretch of Scenic Highway.
Yeah, no, it's I for whatever reason, I had not heard that proposal before. So, I mean, the idea makes sense to me. Now, Mr. Mayor, just to go back in our conversation to right at the beginning, we were talking a little bit about the ferry. You were saying the prospect of using the end of Community Maritime Park to put in some kind of a gangplank or an access way there for charter boats in the interim. It seems to me like something that's kind of multi-maritime, where you would have, obviously we're looking for the larger passenger ferries since this bridge outage is going to be a while. But almost anything would be an improvement over what we've got now. How long, if you have any idea, Sam Abel was reluctant because of the federal permits for the big ferries, but when do you think we might start to see any kind of passenger transportation system over here?
We think we'll have the one landing up and going here in a week or so. We're already planning to move forward and get that done. So,
but we don't have ferries for that, and they don't have a landing in Gulf Breeze, right? I mean, that's
correct.
Still,
correct.
It's our side
correct.
Of it, but okay.
So the other one we're working on, and we right now are in the middle of a NERDA project for a whole marina, inside that little horseshoe,
right?
Where that's one of the things we were working on. So at this point, we believe that we could get that going fairly quickly. That's why we put a couple people on it to try to get it done and get it fixed, and so we'd have a place for charter boats and other things. But there's a lot of things happening. I mean, right now, our biggest focus is just picking up debris, and we continue to be working on that. I told you, the press conference, man, I had a dream on Saturday that John Pittman called me up and told me he needed me to come in and drive a garbage truck. So we're like all assets in the pickup right now. We're about a third of the way done. We've almost got about 100,000 cubic yards of debris picked up. And remember, there are almost 300,000 cubic yards. So we figure we're about a third of the way done. 2 weeks into the storm, we didn't really start the operation until a week and a half ago. So, you know, we're making progress. If we haven't gotten to you and your neighborhood, we will be there shortly. We are probably in almost all seven districts with different crews picking stuff up. And, I mean, we're just working as fast as we can. You probably saw in the news journal about the parks.
Yeah, are we part of the county plan for the debris removal, or is that a city thing that you guys are doing on your own?
No. The city has its own stuff.
Do you have any idea how many of those trucks we have out? I had somebody say that they thought maybe there was only one truck at all operating in one area of East Hill, which I thought was very unlikely. But I was curious if you knew even how many of those trucks are operating right now.
There are trucks. I mean, We've got probably now several. We had 15 crews when we first started. We've doubled that. We got about 30 crews out there.
Okay.
Now, just because they're not in, you may not see it in East Hill or whatever. Again, we're about done with a third of the city. We did start in the north and sweeping down. That was because of where they had their logistics centers set up. So again, we've done about a third of the city. We got 2/3 of the city left to go. We've done that in a week and a half. You know, I think in another 3 weeks we'll be, another 2 weeks we'll be done.
Should people expect a second or a third pass, or have the places that they've done?
We will have a second pass.
Okay.
We will do that as well. We believe that will go much faster.
Sure.
I mean, at that point, your big logs that you've done, everything else, we expect to typically be out in that first pass. The second pass, again, some places that we're just getting to now, most people should be complete. But we are looking in some areas. We definitely will be coming through again looking for that. We pick up yard debris anyways as a part of what we do, but we'll have the crews in still doing this once we get done. But the first pass one to me is the most important.
Absolutely.
And I think in another couple of weeks we can have that finished.
And by the way, I have seen the trucks all over the place myself. Everywhere I go, I feel like I'm seeing one of those double portion trucks picking stuff up. Mayor Robinson, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll see you again at the press conference on Monday. Thanks, as always, for the time.
Thank you. Talk to you later.